KJAN Sports.
It is time for a look at sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Niko Medved is confident that Drake can become a consistent winner in basketball. Medved was introduced as the Bulldogs' new head coach after a four-year run at Furman that saw the Paladins go from a 9-win team his first year to 23 wins and a Southern Conference regular season title this season. He takes over a Drake program that's averaged fewer than 8 wins in the past 3 seasons.
It's not easy. It's not supposed to be easy. There's nothing you can do to snap your fingers and flip a switch, but I've seen it done. I've seen it done in a setting that's exactly like this, and I've seen it done in a way that's sustainable and that's exciting, and to see a fan base and an alumni completely engaged and excited about what we're doing, the same thing will happen here. And if I didn't believe that, I wouldn't be standing here.
While many view Drake's academic standards as a hindrance to winning basketball, Medved views them as a positive.
I think people look at this the wrong way. I think most people in our profession will look at a strong academic institution and say, well, boy, that's really going to hinder us. Boy, it's tough to get into school there. Boy, that really limits the people that you can recruit, and that's a disadvantage. I look at it completely the other way. I embrace who we are. We're a great school.
Medved says Drake has the resources required to win.
We're going to be able to hire a great staff. I have no doubt in my mind with the resources that we have. And listen, like anything, you're trying to move your team forward. You're trying to recruit better players. And as we continue to grow and get better, we want to build the resources. You know, we want to continue to make it better, but they all go hand in hand. But if you're asking a question, I'm comfortable today with the commitment that the university's made, and we're going to be able to hire a great staff.
Medved says he plans on winning the trust of the current players, who were hoping that Jeff Rutter would get the job. Rutter coached the Bulldogs after Ray Giacoletti resigned in December.
Sometimes change is hard, but I know one thing, change can be a good thing. Change can be a really good thing moving forward, and I believe that. And although it's difficult, we'll move forward, and people are resilient, and that's what you do in life. No one's going to feel sorry for you. No one's going to feel sorry for us. I know one thing, Wichita State isn't. Illinois State's not. Everyone in the Missouri Valley. And so we've got to move forward here, and that's exactly what we're going to do. We're going to do it in a positive way, and we're going to get to work.
Medved is a native of Minneapolis and says the chance to return to the Midwest helped to make that job more attractive. Well, the NCAA Men's Final Four is set. Both North and South Carolina are in the mix. The number one Tar Heels have advanced this far for the 20th time. Seventh-seeded Gamecocks are in their first berth in the national semifinals. South Carolina takes on Gonzaga in the first semifinal Saturday at Glendale, Arizona, while North Carolina will face Midwest champ Oregon in Arizona in the second game. In the CBI tournament last night, in the fourth round, Coastal Carolina a winner. They beat Wyoming 91-81. Well, everything UConn lost to graduation made another Final Four even more special for Gino Auriemma and his Huskies. Nafisha Collier scored 28 points. Gabby Williams had 25, and the Huskies advanced to the national semifinals for the 10th straight year with a 90-52 victory against Oregon Monday night. Auriemma said there were a lot of question marks going into the season, and maybe they didn't have any in their own minds. They seemed to answer every single one of those questions, and they deserved to be in the Final Four. They earned it. The Huskies' 111th consecutive victory moved Auriemma past Pat Summitt for the most NCAA tournament wins. Auriemma now has 113 and counting. Next up for top-seeded UConn is Mississippi State on Friday night in Dallas. It's just 2 wins away from a 5th consecutive title and 12th overall. Kayla Davis scored 23 points, and Asia Wilson added 16, and top-seeded South Carolina held off number 3-seed Florida State 71-64 in a furious finish Monday night to win the Stockton Regional. Davis scored immediately off the tip and again on a timely, brilliant left-handed drive with a minute 42 to go. Alicia Grave drove her way to 11 points for South Carolina, and Dawn Staley's Gamecocks are back in the Final Four for the first time since 2015, still chasing the program's first NCAA championship. With a new coordinator and 3 new assistant coaches, Iowa's offense is undergoing changes this spring. Brian Ferentz takes over after Greg Davis retired as the offensive coordinator, and head coach Kirk Ferentz says many of the changes will be in terminology.
You're not going to see a dramatically different team, but some of the language is different, some of the terminology. And one thing about football, there's not a lot of new stuff out there, but the way you call things, it varies, you know, program to program, place to place. So I think the biggest thing was everybody getting an understanding of what we wanted to feature, and then also how we're going to name those things and talk about those things, and you know, getting everybody on the same page that way has been a little bit of a process.
While the Hawkeyes will not change how they play, the coaches will be looking for ways to make the offense better, especially a passing game that ranked near the bottom in the country last season.
It's like putting a team together. You know, the staff has to learn how to, what language we're going to use, what are we going to call this play, et cetera, and then how do things flow together and piece together logically. So that's been beneficial. So I think it's all really come together really well.
Farron says the one thing they will try to do is to simplify the offense.
But the concepts, I think, are typically pretty similar. You may accentuate, you know, this more than that from last year, those types of things. But hopefully if we're doing it right, what we're trying to teach is simple enough to grasp, and the real challenge is going out and doing it and doing it against good competition.
The Hawkeyes will finish up their spring practices with their spring game on April 21st. Another NFL team is packing up and moving. Not just yet, though. The Oakland Raiders on Monday won the approval of the league to relocate to Las Vegas. That vote was a foregone conclusion after the league and the Raiders were not satisfied with Oakland's proposals for a new stadium, and Las Vegas stepped up with a $750 million check of public money. Bank of America also is giving the Raiders owner Mark Davis a $650 million loan, further helping convince the owners to allow the third team relocation in just over a year. The Rams moved from St. Louis to Los Angeles in 2016, and in January, the Chargers relocated from San Diego to L.A. The Raiders likely will play two or three more years in the Bay Area before their $1.7 billion stadium near the Las Vegas Strip is ready. Las Vegas, long taboo to the NFL because of its legalized gambling, also is getting an NHL team this fall, the Golden Knights. Well, St. Louis Cardinals announced following last night's 3-2 win over the Houston Astros that they've reduced their roster by four. The club optioned right-handed pitcher Mike Mayers and catcher Carson Kelly to AAA Memphis, and they reassigned to minor league camp infielder Patrick Wisdom and outfielder Adolis Garcia. Those transactions reduce the number of players in the team's major league camp to 37. That includes nine non-roster invitees. Veteran reliever Joe Nathan has been released by the Washington Nationals, ending his bid to make the team a week before opening day. The Nationals also unconditionally released another righty reliever on Monday in Matt Albers. Nathan's 377 career saves rank second among active pitchers and eighth in Major League history. The 42-year-old Nathan went 2-0 with a 0 ERA and only 6 1/3 innings with the Chicago Cubs and the San Francisco Giants last season as he tried to work his way back from a second Tommy John surgery to repair his right elbow. And PGA Tour star Jason Day says he expects to travel to Augusta, Georgia Friday to start practicing for the Masters, but he could pull out of the season's first major depending on his mother's prognosis following surgery for lung cancer last week. Day, who spoke Monday by video conference about the Zurich Classic in late April, says the surgery was deemed successful and now the family awaits results of tests to see if the cancer is spread to Denning Day's lymph nodes. Day says his mother has been urging him not to worry and to focus on his golf, but the Australian, who sits third in the world golf rankings, says that has been really difficult to do. Day says he is obviously still nervous with those test results pending. That is a check of sports this hour. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.